This is Total Information AM on KMOX with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. It is great to have back longtime concert promoter Steve Shankman is in studio with a preview of the Evolution Music Festival in Forest Park. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you and Debbie. And wow, St. Louis. One festival after another, one concert after another. I was just out to see Sammy Hagar. I mean, I was talking to a couple of your people here outside the room, and I'm just glad to see Evolution's having a second year, and that's only a week from this Saturday.
Absolutely. I had such a good time last year. Black Crowes, Black Keys. Yeah. It was an amazing show. You drew, I believe, 25,000 people.
Something around that number, right, when you count everybody that was in there and concessions and all that.
Some great, great acts this year. Billy Idol. Wow. Beck. Blondie.
Well, Blondie, Billy Idol took Blondie's place.
Oh, got
it. Had, you know, last year we had 18 artists. Everybody that we booked ended up playing the show. This year, poor Blondie had some health issues, not her personally, but in her entourage, canceled a bunch of dates. And but, you know, we tried to get Billy Idol last year, so we're thrilled to have Billy Idol. I mean, you talk about a great musician and a great show. I'm looking really forward to him. And then you saw what happened with Jane's Addiction.
I did.
I mean, when you book these acts on their final tour and then you bring them back for another final tour, you never know what kind of controversy is going to be between musicians. I'm not here to comment on what happened, but you could see it on, on YouTube, I'm sure. Yeah. Anyway, we won't be seeing Jane's Addiction, but hopefully as early as this afternoon, maybe tomorrow, we'll be announcing another really great artist. That's going to take his place.
Ooh, I have so much admiration for you and your team because I can't even hardly manage my own calendar. Putting all these pieces together for all of these acts to be here for 2 days is insanity to me.
It is. It takes a year's work. My partner, Joe Litvag, and my partner for 20 years, Jeff Jarrett, who curates all the entertainment, and a staff of 25 people. So this is not a small festival. When you talk about the size of the artist roster, we have 28 acts this year. We added a third stage in the beer tent. You know, last year was bourbon. This year it's beer. It always starts with a B, but people just ask for, you know, St. Louis craves beer, all kinds of beer. The wheat beer from Urban Chestnut and Four Hands, all these great beer brewers in St. Louis, and certainly the king of beer is Anheuser-Busch.
The Killers put on an unbelievable show. I want to tell a quick story. So
did you go to Vegas to see them?
No, I saw them at Lou Fest, and they did something.
Oh, years ago.
Yeah. I saw them at Lou Fest. I saw them do something, one of the coolest things I've ever seen a band do. You've been to, you know, a million shows, and so have I. I've seen a lot of shows. I've never seen a band do this, actually. So everything at Lou Fest kind of, you know, shut everything down because they're the last one to go. They're on the main stage. And they took a little while to come out. And everyone gathered around the stage and everyone's kind of, you know, they're playing some music, pumping everybody up. They're waiting, waiting, waiting. They finally come out. They waited till everyone gathered around the main stage and they play Mr. Brightside, first song, their biggest hit. Boom. They come
right away,
out.
Right out of the box.
Place went, just came apart. It was so cool. And I highly recommend that people go out and see The Killers. If you are to see a show in 2024, it would be that one, in my opinion.
Well, that's why they're headlining. And, you know, Mr. Brightside, so, you know, I play in bands. So every wedding we play, we always play, you know, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Mr. Brightside has replaced that. So all the bands now are playing Mr. Brightside. The problem sometimes is you have to remember who they are. It's The Killers that did that song. I mean, the band's only been around for, what, 2 decades? Started in Las Vegas, Brandon and Dave, and it's going to be one of my favorite acts. Also, I mean, I'm a big Nile Rodgers fan. I mean, Nile Rodgers has done music with everybody from David Bowie to you name it, and the acts that are playing can't wait to see him. There's acts that are playing one night that I want to stay over to see, you know, Nile Rodgers and Chic. And you talk about disco and Freak Out and all that. You know, again, the idea is to have all kinds of music, so rock, soul, rhythm and blues, pop. You know, just anything we can possibly put together, country, all in 2 days. It's a lot to do. You're right, Debbie. It takes a lot of scheduling, a lot of work just to feed this entourage. I mean, we feed over 600 people.
Wow.
So it's a lot.
For people who did not go last year, can you explain a little bit about how it works?
Sure. Sure. So we're Evolution Festival is in Langenberg Field. And if you think about the Bolivar, you think about Lindell, you think about the History Museum, we're right behind there. We're right next to the tennis court. So if you ever drove by the tennis court, that's where Langenberg Field is. So easy to get there. I mean, there's going to be traffic this weekend for the balloon race. But for us, we open up at 1 o'clock with doors. We got plenty of time to get there. There's no rush. We have lots of parking in the park that's been arranged. And the best thing is Metrolink, because it's at our front door. Two main stages. One is on the east. One is on the west. Lindenwood is on the east. With a lot of the acts that are on our list and on our website. And then on the west side is the State of Missouri-sponsored stage, the small stage and the beer tent. We have plenty of food. We have great restaurants this year. We got the Express Hibachi, High Point. You all know that. Sugar Fire Barbecue. We also have another barbecue, Smokehouse Stacks. We have Wally's coming in this year, and they're going to have some of their packaged foods as well as other things that people may need. Sonny's Cantina, Vegan Deli Butcher, and Steve's Hot Dogs. God loves Steve. I mean, not only is he a great musician and brought his band back to Fair St. Louis this year, Celebrate St. Louis, but he's back on with his hot dogs. And so music, art, Regional Arts Commission, live art demonstrations. We have cigar demonstrations. We have beer demonstrations. A lot of things that just to do. It's really about the experience. Listen, going to Billy Joel on Friday night is going to be a great experience because Sting is opening the show, and Billy's an old friend from the 80s when I first brought him here with Harry Chapin as an opening act. But it's a concert. This is an experience. So you come at 1 o'clock, 2, 3, whenever. You're there for the day. You're there for the second day. I guarantee the people that didn't come last year wish they were there, just from the surveys that we took. 93% approval rating for a festival is pretty high, and we're pretty excited about that.
I'd put myself in the 93%. That was excellent.
Where does Angie put herself?
She's in there as well.
Okay,
we had an absolute blast. September 28th, Saturday. Sunday the 29th. A couple other names that jump out at me. Pete Yorn puts on a great show.
Yeah.
So does Sunvolt. Sunvolt's got following.
Right.
That'll be fun. That's on Sunday.
Big subs, big following in St. Louis. But look at country. Look at Lola Kirk, L. King, Rob Schneider's daughter is going to be great. The X's and O's. Todd Rundgren. I mean, when's the last time you saw Todd Rundgren? So what we try to do is bring back acts that haven't been here in a while and then bring some stuff that, you know, S.G. Goodman. And, you know, it's a very female, male, you know, we try to bring things for everybody. So it's something to see. Tickets are available on evolutionfestival.com. There are some deals out there to save some money on tickets. You should look for those on our website as well.
Evolutionfestival.com.
Correct.
All right. Get online and get those tickets. It's an incredible lineup. Steve Shankman, he's the producer of Evolution Festival. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for being such good supporters of our festival.
You